Praise and thanks be unto the Lord for the privilege that we may be here again to worship, giving honor to God for that what He is doing. When I was sitting here, I was thinking about that to all men of God a certain commission was given. They could not choose what they would do, but they had to carry out what they were commanded. We as men, we would feel like to thank God if He would do great signs and wonders. Then perhaps our hearts would be a bit touched and we could tune in praise and worship. The question would just be whether God's people would then have received divine food in due season. You know, one just has to see the things as God sees them, leaving everything up to Him as He puts in order everything, putting it together and according to time in which we are living, doing what He promised. And as already mentioned by my brother, the time is coming to its end. What shall we do in this time? By discussing about disagreements or about that, what we think differently? Or shall we use the time to bring to the hungry people of God spiritual food? I think the right thing is what the Lord said to Peter. Feed my lambs. It was a writer of many books who has written of his life experience, and he wrote a small passage like this: when I started to preach, I always had the club with me. I was hiding it before the people, but when I started to preach, then I always was bashing on the believers. And then suddenly he writes, then after many years I understood that the sheep does not have to be punished and bashed on, but to give them spiritual food. And he says, when this became clear to me, then all my ministry became different. Beloved, to bash on, everybody can do. And as the old people, yes, it's easy to bash on people. But to give out food, only he can do who received it. And you know, Peter and the apostles, they were men of God who received freshly from the throne the word of God, and then they could pass it on. And we believe with all our hearts that we live in the last church age, at the end of the time of grace, and God has sent His servant and prophet to correct us, to admonish us, to doctrinally bring us up to date, and also prophetically seen, to give us an overall concept, to give us an overall view of that, what God plans to do. And if you think about that, to this man of God, already in the year 1933, it was a special year, he showed him already the things which we, so to say, can see them fulfilled before our eyes. And if our Lord could stand here today, many a scripture he would open up and he would say, this day, this scripture is fulfilled before your eyes. We believe that God has sent the last messenger. And when I think about that, the Lord in his friendliness gave the grace that I knew this man, being together with him, one could almost die when one just thinks about this. And I told it to you a couple of times that I am a man who cannot easily weep. But when I at that time greeted Brother Branham for the first time, the tears dropped to the ground. Such a humbleness, I didn't expect to see it in my life. And I didn't know what kind of connection of all would come. One thing I knew in my heart, this man is something extraordinary. But closer connections, I didn't know. Today I look back and I see that God has laid everything in a wonderful way. His word has reached unto the ends of the earth. And when the believers doesn't want to hear it anymore, then God will have enough who rejoice about it when they hear it, thanking the Lord God for it. That we cannot influence the spiritual developments. God is sovereign in all his doings. We can just become a part of that, what God has done. Here, we just have heard the song, they come from the east and west, they come from the south and north. Another songwriter sings, far from India, one sees coming the overcomers. And then Africa and all the continents and countries are mentioned in this song. They come from east and west. Even here, they sit here from the Czechoslovakia, from Russia, from Poland, from Switzerland, from Belgium, and from ever, from wherever. Say it, sister, from Brazil, and wherever you might be from. With our brother in Belgium, most surely it's not recorded. I want to apologize what happened last Sunday, Pentecost Sunday. Brothers and sisters were here from Belgium, and to the brother was not given the opportunity for a word of greeting. I am ashamed of myself, and I apologize publicly. We were in Salzburg, we were in Zurich, and then in Böblingen, and then we said to one another, this will not happen once again, that we all just go, but will time and again split up. Also, we are learning from mistakes, and we are grateful to God that we are ready to see them and to admit these mistakes and to make it the next time better. Paul writes to the Corinthians, who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. How wonderful. God enabled us, not in a school, not in some kind of man-made training or seminar, but a divine enabling to divide the word of God rightly. Not to mean oneself and to present oneself, but to bring the word of God as it behooves in this end time in which we arrived. I, for my part, cannot add anything to that what we looked at last night and this morning. And I had no time to deal with the other part of this precious sermon. I just hope that we understood it fully, what was expressed there. God spoke, let there be light, and there was light. And he put the seed into the ground, and through the light, which came through the spoken word into existence, the seed came forth through the light. Beloved, the same, that's how we looked at today, the same. Brother Branham referred to the revealed word in this time. It is the divine seed which was laid into your and my heart. And it is the divine light which brings it forth. And it's God who gives grace for the sowing and also giving grace for the growth. Paul wrote once upon a time, I planted, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. The same we may also say, God through Brother Branham has given the food by his grace, revealing the will and the word of God, and we are passing it on just as we received it from the Lord. And God gives the increase for everything by his grace, and he takes care that all the hungry are being fed. You know, when people are really hungry, then they don't discuss on a richly prepared table, then they pull the table to themselves. I've seen that already. I've seen already hungry people. They didn't move the chair to the table. They pulled the table to themselves because their stomach was so empty. Some may have not experienced the bad times, but people who have a real hunger, they know how one can grasp a table. Beloved, the Lord has a richly prepared table before us in the presence of the enemies. And this divine table doesn't have to pull it closer. It is before you and before me, spread out, richly prepared. Everything what we have to do and need to do is just to serve ourselves. It's like a self-service. There, nobody needs to come and to present himself as a server or a waiter. Everyone can sit down and eat. And how to eat, we learned by now. And nobody needs to pre-chew the food for us. We want to take it freshly from the table of the Lord. And we believe that nobody has the right to preach you the sermons of Brother Branham and then to give his own opinion about it. We believe that we have to pass it on just as we received it from God. And then nobody loses appetite. Is this right? Then nobody loses appetite. I would be careful to eat something what another has pre-chewed already. Brothers, sisters, in the spiritual, there are many such people, and they don't even notice it. Let me tell you, Brother Branham didn't receive it by men who pre-chewed it. He could say with all certainty, "What I received from the Lord, this I declared unto you." And as we received it, so we want to give it out. And I will not dare to give a self-made interpretation about the revealed word. I ask God that He's merciful to me and that He may subdue my thoughts, my all of attitude, my everything, that He just subdue it under His word. And that nobody could be seen anymore, but only Jesus alone. Who was amidst the seven golden candlesticks? Was Paul seen there? Was Peter seen there? Only one could be seen, and this was the Lord who redeemed His church. And He walked amidst the seven golden candlesticks. But then there was something else. In His right hand, He had seven stars. And the seven stars are, of course, as we all know, the angels, the messengers to the seven church ages. And these seven messengers were not in the hand of a man or in the hand of a church, but in the Lord of the church, in His right hand, so that He can do through her what He planned. Beloved, I'm so grateful to God that Brother Branham was not a marionette of some kind of denomination, but he was the prophet of the Most High God, and that the Lord has spoken through him by His grace. Beloved, this one has to see correctly, and if one knows what kind of offers this man received, an aircraft should be given to him. He just needed to say when he wants to fly where to, and this organization bears then the expenses for the private aircraft. He just needed to say what amount the check should be. Beloved, he has torn in pieces this check, also the plane he renounced, and he served his God with all his heart. And you can read it in one of his sermons, which will be published. He was invited to come to Zurich, and firstly they said, "You will preach at 5 evenings. And then the play started behind the scenes. And then at the end they said, "Perhaps you will preach in one meeting." The 4 were already cancelled. They just wanted to use his name for the adverts and to announce so that the people would come in crowds. And then they wanted to deport him. And the Lord revealed it to him. And he had to call Brother Argenbreit, whom I also know personally, and he had to tell him, "Beloved, he was a man of God. Nothing could detain him from this way which he had to walk and from the commission which he had to carry out. God was with him." And so we are grateful that today we have the revealed word of God. And with this, we are brought up to date in the kingdom of God, that we can discern where what happens. Outwardly, many things look the same, whether in the charismatic movement whether here or there, outwardly, some things are looking the same or similar, but he who received the word of God in his heart, he will check the things with the word and recognizing whether they agree or whether that what is being done agrees with it. God was merciful to us. The prophets to whom he spoke, they were called gods by himself. I've said it last night. They remained men until the last day of their lives. But through the word of God, divine substance has come into them. And they were not just children of men, but they were sons of the Most High, because the word of the Most High came to them. Beloved, we are born again through the living seed of the word of God and by the Spirit of God. And this nobody can take from us. And therefore we are sons and daughters of God through the faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. To all that, God gave us so many things and has gave us an insight and understanding in his doings. And this is a great grace. Our God means well with us, with you and with me. And because the time is coming to its end, we say it to us and to all who can still hear and who want to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. That we must stop with all our own things so that God can come to his right. And not one will teach the other one, but we all shall be taught by God. We received the word of God and we accepted it. We differ from all the people of this world, and we differ from the rest of the believers who didn't receive the revealed word for this time. And the different directions, which are just here now, they just let us know that people want to add to those things which God does. And this is impossible. In the kingdom of God, not everybody can do what he likes. In the kingdom of God, the Lord must give the commands. He must give the commissions. The main headquarters must, of course, know what is happening. Beloved, we don't want to speak about it. One thing is sure. God will have a wonderful victory at the end. And he who humbled ourselves so deeply, he can raise us up from the dust, and he can make noble men out of us who walk in his ways and who are available for him, beloved. I actually had only the wish that we today, with all our hearts, that we pray for the journey which is now before me and for the countries which I have to visit and for the meetings which must be held. I myself, I have no worries about the meetings. I always trusted God and I knew that he will open doors. And yesterday, or day before yesterday, I told it. My luggage was searched in all the eastern states. And in Moscow, I didn't even have to open my hand luggage, let alone the suitcase. I could walk through without that somebody was interested in my luggage. God opens the doors. He opens the gates. But I tell you, when the plane just touched down and when the wheels touched the ground, the words of faith came over my lips. I didn't even think about it before. And suddenly, when the first touchdown was felt, and I saw, and I knew that the plane landed, I just said about, Lord, in your name, I set my foot upon the ground of this country. Beloved, when one speaks out such words in such moments, then it's not a thing which one has arranged before, but it's a statement of faith. And I would not marvel when the doors would open by itself, as with Peter, because one knows exactly that it's God who sends and that one preaches his word in his name and that he has taken the responsibility for it. I just wanted to say one thing about the meetings. I don't worry. What is difficult are the brothers' meetings. These are the problems. When some are coming, and then everything goes upside down. These are hours which one actually one wants to avoid. These are days to which one doesn't like to look back. I'm convinced that the Spirit of God must lead us into all the truth. Not one can help the other. It's only one possibility that God reveals it to the one sooner and to the other one later. But one thing is very sure, that the elect cannot persecute other elect. This Brother Branham said very clearly, the love of God is not a thing which we formulate with slick and smooth lips. The love of God is a thing which must be manifested by deed. And perhaps I've missed out in certain things, but the love of God, I have let it flow through my heart every time where it was necessary. And it's nothing self-made. I have the true love of God in my heart, and I try to understand every brother and put myself into his situation. And by this I succeed, that I don't judge anyone, but I understand everyone, and I can feel with everyone. That I have to stand upon the word of God, this everybody can understand. There's no other stand for me, but to stand on the revealed word of God. And I have this request, remember me in your prayers. And because I know that certain things are arranged already, and not only announced, I would like to say with Paul, forgive me when I mention him. By no means I want to compare myself with him, but he said that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. I never gave place by subjection, no, not for 1 hour. That's how he writes it to the Galatians. It's not about that a brother Frank or some kind of brother has the last word. It's about that God's word is the last word, binding for all who are ready to hear. And I will not dare to say something on my own, but the sword of the Spirit I like to take with me. Pray for me that God gives me a strong hand of faith to handle the sword of the Spirit rightly. Not to cut off the right ear of somebody or to hurt him, but to know that the sword is, of course, an instrument with which the enemy is combated, fighted. Jesus, our Lord, didn't cut off the ear of his own. He gave them words of life, but the enemy, he met him with a word. And he said, it is written. And when the enemy came and said, it is written, he said, it is written again. And so, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, we must do the same. When somebody says, but here the thing is written like this and that, then we must be able to say, but again, it is written here and there, it's written so and so. And then all these things will be put together wonderfully. Then to all the confusion is put an end. And Brother Branham said it so nicely. He said, you cannot put a puzzle together that the cow eats grass on the top of the tree. The cow must be under the tree eating grass where it is, and not on top of the tree. With this he wanted to say, God's word must be put together according to the divine rules. And you know that the prophecies are scattered in all of the Old Testament, and the promises are in the Old and in the New Testament. All this must be put together in a divine harmony. This no man can do. But we were reading, God enabled us for the ministers of the New Covenant. And naturally, the people are trained for the task which they have to do. Nobody is put into a position with responsibility just because his name is Müller, Meyer or Schulze. Everyone according to his task, he must have his teachings, he must have received his instructions, he must be introduced. Thanks be to our God, who has given us an introduction into his plan of salvation by grace. We are not newcomers, but we may glory in the grace of our Lord that we received an insight into the doings of our God. He who led us until this day, he will also continue to lead us, and he will be with all of us. Please, let us keep this in mind. Let us not speak negatively about any man anymore. Also here, our brother was an example to us, and he said, when you look at a man correctly who has done such evil things, then you will also find one thing which he did well. And then take this one good thing and tell it to others. Beloved, we have so many lessons to learn, and the school is almost finished. The subject matters are almost finished. We're not just starting now, but we have reached the end of our divine teaching. The word shall take shape in us, coming forth not anymore as a word, but as the reality, as the manifestation of that what was promised as the word and what was spoken out. Let me in closing say the same what the word accomplished at the beginning, it will accomplish at the end. As sure as God spoke and the things came into existence, as he called them by name, when he said, in the sea shall be fishes and all kinds of animals, and already they were there. And they're even today here. When he said, let the earth bring forth, the earth brought forth. When he said to Noah, build the ark, and when he finished building it, the animals came all. Who gave them the instructions? They all came, and they were marching into the ark. Beloved, when God gives a commission, then he takes care of that the people who are ordained for it to be reached by this commission, that they hear the word, that they believe it, and that they're coming in by the grace of our God. Beloved, many things could be said. The seed was sown, and there will be a wonderful harvest in all the countries. God is not finished yet, but very soon he will be finished with his work. May he bless us all. Remember me in your prayers. Amen. Let us stand up and let us pray together. Faithful God, we thank you together for all the lovely words which we could hear. Oh Lord, how should we not praise you, exalting your holy name for all the love, for all the faithfulness. Lord, you have spoken to us. You have revealed yourself so mightily at this weekend, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We give you the glory. Lord, we thank you especially for the people who are still calling in these last days. Lord, whether white or black, you still have people whom you are calling. We praise your holy name. Lord, you have your way. You have your plan. And you let us see all this by your grace. We thank you that we were included in your work. Oh Lord, we worship you in this afternoon hour. We are so happy and grateful that we may see your working, not according to men, as men imagine it, but as you do it. Praise be to your wonderful name. Lord, my prayer is, may you give our brother new strength, new courage, Lord, when he goes out, that he can give out your word with power and with might. Let us stand behind him. Let us support him as pillars. This is my prayer. Give grace, Lord, that your word is being carried out. We see you are still at work. You are still calling here and there. Praise be to your wonderful name. Oh God, what shall we say to you? Receive the thanks, receive the honor and praise from all our heart and mouth. Lord, we thank you also for all brothers, for all sisters who have come from the east, from west, from south and north, from everywhere. May you bless them, O God, all who have visited us. May you bless them from the riches of your grace. And may they be hours in their lives which they cannot forget. Lord, I thank you from the bottom of my heart, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Praise and thanks be unto the Lord for all the precious words. We know it's not the words of men, it's God's holy word. We believe it with all our hearts, and we see God is at work. Brother Frank said it, it's not written in the Bible that there will be great joy when the blind receive their sight or when the sick are healed. But it is written, when people get saved, then there's joy in heaven. Brothers and sisters, and we see God has given grace. If one thinks about it, many are bypassing God. They hear the message and reject it or rebel against it. But God has a way. He goes even to Bonn, to colored people who didn't even know it themselves, and suddenly they must come here. And what happens? And God went after them and draw them to them, to himself. Who can change something? Who can change anything? And who can something for it, that our ways or the ways of our brother met with our ways, that they came here? And I also could baptize colored people, everything by the grace of God. Brothers, sisters, we can be happy. We can rejoice in our God. God opens now the doors where we don't mean it. Perhaps our brother doesn't want to go there anymore. God takes us. Then he's at work, and then he can do, and then he shows the way. I was reading in the prophet Jeremiah today. God wanted to take him. And he said, I cannot speak. Who am I? I cannot speak. That's how it is. But then God enabled him. This is the wonderful thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't want to esteem us highly as prophets or this or that, but we want to keep ourselves low, humbling ourselves, and God will do what he planned to do. And we want to thank him for it. We're so grateful to him that it has come in such a way that with also such people who have high reputation, an ambassador, a home secretary, and they have to hear the end time message now. Is this not wonderful? And we may all rejoice that God calls them whom he likes. Nobody can stop him. We are happy that he called us. We don't want to forget to give him the glory and the praise and all the worship. Please don't forget, brothers, sisters, to remember the work of God in prayer. We need one another. We must pray for one another. If already a Paul, such a great man of God, asked the believers to pray for him, you could say, if God takes one, you don't have to pray for him. No, even more we must pray. Our Lord Jesus, he was given to us as an example. He was on this earth. He prayed. He said to his disciples, watch and pray for one another. This is the thing. So we must stand in for one another until we come from believing unto seeing. And so we're grateful to God, brothers, sisters, also for all of you who have come, and that we can have such a fellowship with one another and with our Lord. I believe you all have been blessed. Thank you. God bless you. May he be with you also on your way back. May he make you a blessing, each one at his place. You don't have to be a preacher, but perhaps hear a little word and hear a little word where it should be, to show the love of God to the people. There are so many things One cannot list them all here, but there are so many things where God can use everyone. May He really do it. But you know, we can all pray for one another, and this we want to do before the day comes to its end, before we be with the Lord. Let us be eager, and that we're not idle, but that God can use us, also our precious brother. God started, brothers, sisters, when God starts something, then He knows the end already. He knows the beginning, He knows the end, He knows everything. When we start something, we don't know whether we will end it. But when God starts something, He knows that He will finish it. And for this, we are so happy and so grateful. To the Lord be the glory for everything. I have to say for myself, I received a rich blessing this weekend. And I thank God for it. Amen. Perhaps we sing a song together. Who says a song? Perhaps 532. Let us sing 532. Blessed be the tie. At the last stanza, we want to stand up, singing by faith. Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers. Our fears, our hopes, our aims are one. Our comforts and our cares. We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear. When we asunder part, it gives us inward pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again. Faithful God, once again I ask you from the bottom of my heart, bless all, O God, and be with all. Also now, when they start their journey home, may you bless all. May you bless their homes, their families. May you bless the surroundings, all who come in contact with them. We commit ourselves to you, and we ask you from the bottom of my heart, bless our brother when he goes out to bring your word. We ask you, bless him and bless all who will hear your word and add many for your name's sake. Be praised in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Du bist der Herr. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. To receive all the praise, all glory, all honor, all the worship.
Amen.
Amen. The grace of the Lord be with you. Until we meet again.